started talking about the subject of Sukkos Ganvach a couple of days ago. Gemara and Daf Chesam at Bay says that Sukkos Ganvach is Ksherim. Sukkos Ganvach, Sukkos Goyim, Noshim, Behema, Kusim. We discussed last time what Sukkos Behema means. We're talking about that someone made the Sukkah for the Behema, that the Behema actually made the Sukkah itself, that someone else had the Kavana L'Shem itself. Gemara says Sukkos Ganvach is Ksher, Sukkos Rakvash is also Ksher. Sukkos Roim, Kayotzim, Brogan, and Shomer Keres. Uvavachdem is Sukkheches Kehilchisa. As long as the Sukkah is Mesukheches Kehilchisa, then it's Ksher. What does that mean, Mesukheches Kehilchisa? So after Chista, Rusha Asol itself Sukkah. That these Sukkahs are Ksher, even though they're not made L'Shem Chag. Why are they Kosher even though they're not made L'Shem Chag? It's not L'Shem Sukkah, how can it be Kosher? Anyone? Before that, if it's not made L'Shem Sukkah, should it be a Sukkah Psula? Don't you need L'Shema by Sukkah? The answer is no. It's Machlokas B'Sham B'Sela. We're asking like B'Sela that you don't need L'Shema by Sukkah. That's the point of departure, right? That you don't need the Sukkah to be made L'Shem Chag. So that's why Sukkos Ganvach can be kosher. According to Beis Shammai, there's nothing to talk about. This whole brisa doesn't begin. Beis Shammai would say Sukkos Ganvach is definitely psula, because goyim are not shayach to make lishma. Could be noshim also are not shayach to make lishma. We'll have to see that. But certainly goyim behema is not. I mean, if the behema makes it himself, obviously he's not going to make it lishma. But the goy, we only assume that akam adayta the nafshikov. And if a goy writes a get, even if you tell him. He's not going to have the kavon. He's not going to have the kavon. While pidin, he's mufka from the din of lishma. Why is not shayach to lishma? So if you hold like Beshamed, the sukkah needs lishma, there's nothing to talk about. Sukkah's ganvach is definitely going to be psula. So the point of departure is that we're going like Beshilo, that sukkah doesn't have to be lishma, l'shem sukkah. That's why sukkah's ganvach can be kosher. Zokter of Chizda explaining the brisa. That you do need some kind of a kavana. You need a kavana l'shem tzel. As long as it's done l'shem tzel, so then it's going to be kosher. So the question is, what's this kavana la'afuke? It has to be l'shem tzel as opposed to something else. What would be a kavana haposelis? What would be the problem over here? So it says Rashi, Hai ke ilchas adakamra hu shemesuchachas yafer demucha milsa shasiyasa rishona l'tzel hoysa v'lo l'tzniyus ba'al. Rashi, the key is that it's letzel and it's not letznius. He says a lot over here. Misuchaches yafe demucha milsa shasiyasa harishona letzel hoisa but not letznius. And then he adds that even though sukkah l'shem chag lo ba'ina but l'shem tzel we do need letzel with the mikriya sukkah shesuchaches min achoriv. So you do need l'shem tzel because that's part of the definition of sukkah. A sukkah protects from the chorev, from the sun. So it has to be l'shem tzel. What does Rashi say? Misuchaches yafe. What does the word kehilchasa mean? Kehilchasa kahalocha? Kahalocha? Rashi seems to be interpreting the word kehilchasa means yafe. Kehilchasa. Shtayim kehilchasa neshlisa velotava. What does kehilchasa mean? Kishiura, meaning it's enough, it's a lot, it has the shear. So here too, kehilchasa means kishiura, meaning it's misuchaches yafe. There's a lot of schach there. A lot of schach. Sukkos Ganvach is kosher if there's a lot of schach there. Well, what's the difference? A lot of schach, a little schach, you just have the shear. No, if it's Mesuchechas Yafa, then it's Mucha Milsa that it was done, let's sail. Mucha Milsa, we're talking about a situation where you don't know, you can't ask the person, it's not here, apparently. So the question is, was it Mesuchechas properly? So if it's Mesuchechas Yafa, if you have a lot of schach there, then it's Mucha Milsa, it was Asiyasa L'Shem Tzeil and not L'Shem Tzniyus. One of the reasons why you might want to put schach on your sukkahs, let's say your sukkah is in a lower area, and you know there's higher terrain. There's either a hill, or let's say there's an apartment building or something that can see into the sukkah. The shame sneers. You want it to be private, so you'll put schach on in order that it should be more private. So comes the brayis and says, if it's mesuchaches kehilchasa, so if it's mesuchaches yafa, then it's mucha milsa that you did it l'shem tzel and not l'shem sneers, because l'shem sneers you don't need so much schach. So we have a little bit of schach, then it's enough. But if you pile on the schach, then it's mucha milsa that you did it l'shem tzel and not l'shem tzniyus. That's going to be kosher. A sukkah has to be asuya l'shem tzel. It doesn't need to be asuya l'shem chag. Shem chag you don't need, because you don't need l'shma in sukkah, but it has to be done l'shem tzel. Why? Because that's part of the definition of sukkah. Right? Sukkah means l'shem tzel. Sukkah til etzel yovam l'machsa l'misra, l'machsa l'mista mizerem u'mimotor. It has to be the sukkah tiel itzel yomam mechorev. It has to protect from sun. So So as long as it's done l'shem tzel, that's good. So it has to be mucha milsa, then it's done l'shem tzel. That's Rashi. That's pshat in the Gemara and the Fi Rashi. Questions? Yeah.
So when we're saying l'shem tzel, we're just saying essentially that they put it up in a kosher way, meaning it's more tzel than chama.
It has to be done kashir. That already was alluded to in the previous Rashi. Kilchus, it doesn't mean that it's enough schach. That's obvious. I don't need a bris to tell me it's enough schach and it's made from davar shehinu mekabel tumah. The basic halachas of schach obviously are needed over here. The chiddush of kilchus is that there's a need for a kavana too. Not kavana l'shem chag, but kavana l'shem tzeh. So all the achronim jump on this Rashi. The Yeshua, the Abbez, the Mebez, the Rashash, all the achronim jump. That if we go back to this, now that we know a little bit, so we can put it all together, we know that Sukkah Lamalam Me'esim Amas Psula, that's the Chachamim Ber Yehuda, the first Mishnah on that base. So why is Lamalam Me'esim Amas Psula? 3 days in the Amaran. Rabba, Rav Zeira, and Rava. So either it's because L'Sholta Ba'ena, that you don't have a Yediyah, the Sukkah, you don't know that you're sitting in the Sukkah, because taller than 20 Amas L'Sholta Ba'ena, just like Ner Chanukah taller than 20 is psula. So too, the Chachamim Rav Yehuda Sukkah Lamalam Me'esim is also psula because lo shalta ba'ena. Reb Zeira says that taller than 20 ames, you're not sitting in the tzel sukkah. You're sitting in the tzel defonis because the defonis can make tzel. There's enough tzel from the defonis. You're not really sitting in the tzel sukkah. And Rabbi says that diras harai be'ina sukkah is supposed to be a diras harai, not a diras kevet. It has to be roy to be a diras harai. The 12 and 20 amas, you have to make it kavi, you have to make it sturdy. It's not going to be able to stand. It's not a dira sarai. It's not really to be a dira sarai. Three different opinions. So the Gemara that Beis and Beis there, so why do the Amoraim argue? Why don't they agree to each other's opinions? So it says that the other Amoraim don't agree to Reb Zeira's opinion that 12 and 20 amas, you're not sitting in the tzel sukkah. Ha'hu, b'mosa mashiach hu d'chsiv. The pasuk v'sukkotia l'tzel yomam mechorev is talking b'mos ha-mashiach. Osim sukkos yu letzel la'onag u'lemister. B'mos ha-mashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to build a sukkah. So those sukkos are supposed to be a protection. That posuk is referring to the sukkah b'mos ha-mashiach, but not to the sukkos mitzvah. Aval sukkos mitzvah ain't a letzel, says Rashi. Sukkos mitzvah is not letzel. So that's what the other Amoraim say, that 220 is not posuk because you're not going to sit in the tzel schach. You don't need to sit in the tzel schach. It's not for tzel. So Frag the Pnei Yeshua, Frag in the Pnei Yeshua and the Rashash, Sukkah is not letzel. We find many times in the Masechta that we say Sukkah is letzel, the Marshal Dav Chesam Ebeis. You can't see this Kasha until you see Dav Chesam Ebeis. Once you see it, then the Kasha is obvious. Agimar says Beferish that you need Sukkah Keilchasa. Sukkah's Gamach is Kasha, but it's Vesuchachas Keilchasa, which Rashi explains it means Vesuchachas L'Shem Tzel. So Rashi himself says you need Mesuchachas L'Shem Tzel. How can he say on the base of a base that Sukkah Smitzah doesn't have to be L'Tzel? Doch a pellet, it's a steer in Rashi. Very difficult. Rav Chista is against, is going like Rav Zeira. Rav Chista holds Mesuchachas Kilchasa means L'Shem Tzel. What he's like Rav Zeira, that Sukkah Smitzah is L'Tzel against all the other Amarot. That's a pellet. We don't paskin like that sheep. So why would I say Rav Chista is like Rav Zeira? Very difficult. So what is the Pnei Yeshua answer? It's a difficult answer. Pnei Yeshua, if you look further, I didn't give you the answer to the Pnei Yeshua, but if you look further, his answer basically is that the other Amoraim also agree that you need L'Shem Tzel, that the schach has to be put down L'Shem Tzel. It's just they hold that even if you'll have a tzel without the schach, it's still kosher. And if the sukkah is taller than 20 amas, so you have tzel provided for you by the defonis. You don't need the schach to provide tzel. You have tzel anyway. So come the other Amoraim, and they say that it doesn't matter. Reb Zeira holds that once belav hachi, if you have enough tzel without the schach, so there's a problem. The tzel has to be provided only by the schach and not by the defonis as well. The other Amoraim say that if you were to have enough tzel from the schach, if it's silasa meruba mechamasa, even though technically speaking, practically speaking, in this sukkah the tzel is not being provided by the schach, because I don't need the tzel of the schach, I have tzel from the defanis, that's not a problem, because I have the shear of the schach. So as long as I'm sitting on the schach and I have the shear of schach that could provide tzel, so that's enough, that's kosher, even though practically speaking the tzel in this sukkah is being provided by the defanis. So that's the machlokes. Machlokes Amoraim is not whether you need tzel schach. Of course you need tzel schach. Schach has to be put down L'shem Tzel, and the Schach has to be able to provide Tzel. The question is, if in the situation that you're in, the Defunas could provide the Tzel by themselves, and you don't need the Schach, is that also kosher? And we paskin, like those on Moran, we'll say it's also kosher, that as long as you have a shear of Schach, of Tzilas and Ruben Mechamasa, then that Schach is L'shem Tzel. It's put down L'shem Tzel. No, I don't need it, it doesn't matter. As long as I have enough Schach, I'm sitting under the Schach, that could be kosher. The Pnei Yeshua's answer, but it's very difficult. I mean, he asks the kasha from Rashi on the Mishnah. Forget about his kasha. Just posh it in the Rashi here on the Beis Mavais. Rashi says, Avasugas mitzvah eina letzel. Eina letzel. It sounds like you don't need it to be l'shem tzel. You don't need the schach to be put down l'shem tzel. According to the Pnei Yeshua, you do need the schach to be put down l'shem tzel. It's just practically speaking, the schach doesn't have to provide the tzel here. As long as the funnels are providing tzel, that's enough. It's not licked in the verit of Rashi. Rashi seems to be saying that here, in the case on that base, Sukkah's mitzvah doesn't have to be letzel. But that's not true. Right? That's not true. It does have to be letzel. According to the Pnei Yeshua's answer, it does have to be letzel. It's just you don't have to get the shade from the schach. If your defonis are also providing the shade, and you have enough shade from the defonis, That's also okay, as long as the schach was put down the shem tzel. It's not that the sukkah mitzvah doesn't have to be the tzel, but you have to put down the schach l'shem tzel. Yes?
All right. Just trying to understand this. How far, what entails the shem tzel in the sense of, let's say, I build a structure, and I cover it, has to do with branches, and whatever it is. The whole purpose of covering it was just more of enclosing the space, rather than actually putting the sail there. That was not a factor whatsoever. So would that be okay in the sense of that we're causing sale and in turn it's okay? Because it definitely did not. I didn't build it as an Otsir. I didn't build it as a Dira. And it is sale. Is
why did I build it?
Sales
Sneas? Did I build it for privacy? Why did I build it? That had to be some purpose.
No, maybe you didn't want rain to get into it.
You didn't want rain to get into it, but it is going to rain in.
I'm saying little bits of rain are okay, but you didn't want to get a downpour. Or you didn't want animals getting in.
To protect you from the animals.
How do we define the shame cell?
Shame cell is a kavana. It has to be.
I put down this spot because I want to make shade.
Yeah, shade from the sun. Yeah.
To that extent.
I think so. I think that's what we assume. That's what the Gemara Daf Ches is saying.
Right. Lavdach at the sukkah. Just, I'm saying.
It does have to be l'shem chag. Exactly. Not for the mitzvah sukkah, but it does have to be l'shem cell.
I put this down for shade.
That's what it sounds like from the Gemara Daf Ches on the base. That it has to be l'shem cell to protect from the sun. Yes.
I mean, is it possible that you're actually saying? Shoot up base hell, that meaning it could theoretically be two different things. Saying L'shem Chag is one thing and L'shem Tzel, meaning L'shem Mitzvah is one thing and L'shem Tzel is another thing. So saying when you have, let's say, L'shem Mitzvah, L'shem Chag, that doesn't have, you don't have to have in mind also L'shem Tzel. It's two separate.
And no one's saying that you need L'shem Tzel. So Rashi says, Sukkah's Mitzvah ain't a L'tzel. That means a Sukkah doesn't have to have a Kavanah L'shem Tzel. That's what he seems to be saying.
Sukkah's Mitzvah.
Sukkah's mitzvah as opposed to Yimos HaMashiach. He's not saying l'shem mitzvah. He's saying Sukkah's mitzvah doesn't have to be letzel. The question is, what does that mean? Sukkah's mitzvah doesn't have to be letzel. According to the Pnei Yeshua's answer, it doesn't have to be letzel. It's just the tzel that's practically being provided for you doesn't have to come from the schach. It can come from the defunas. But from the Gemara Daf Ches, it sounds like the Sukkah Taka doesn't have to be letzel. What's he saying? It's up to the tziv. In his chidushim on Daf Ches HaMedeis, maybe there's a difference between our case on Chesam and Beis and our Beis. Gemara and our Beis and our Beis and Aleph, that's talking about that you made the Sukkah L'Shem Mitzvah. You made it L'Shem Mitzvah. So if you make it L'Shem Mitzvah, maybe Taka doesn't have to be L'Shem Mitzvah. You have to put it down L'Shem Mitzvah. You made it L'Shem Mitzvah. So you know you didn't have a Kavon L'Shem Sale. If you made it L'Shem Mitzvah, you made it L'Shem Sukkis, L'Shem Chag. No, you weren't thinking L'shem sale, it's not a problem. Now keep in mind, we're not talking about you made it within 30 days of the Yom Tov. You made it before 30 days of the Yom Tov, right? But you had in mind that it should be L'shem Mitzvah. You weren't thinking L'shem Tzel. You just said it should be L'shem. I'm building this L'shem Mitzvah Sukkah. So maybe a Sukkah that's made L'shem Mitzvah doesn't have to be made L'shem Tzel. Our Gemara is talking about Sukkah's Ganvach. Sukkah's Ganvach was not made L'shem Mitzvah. There's no Kavon L'shem Mitzvah on the part of the God. Oh, if there's no kavan on the shemitz on the part of the guy, then the Gemara says, then the Brisa says it has to be done kilvasah, which Rav Chista explains means it has to be done l'shem sale. The chiluk is, was it done l'shem mitzvah? If it's done l'shem mitzvah, then taka, maybe it doesn't have to be l'shem sale. Even like the Amaram who argue against Rav Zeira, right? I should say, like the Amaram who argue against Rav Zeira, it doesn't have to be l'shem sale. According to Rav Zeira, it does have to be does have to be put down if it's sale. Right? Even if it's l'shem mitzvah. It has to provide sale. It's certain, right? Maybe it does have to be put down l'shem sale. But certainly, according to the Amoraim who argue against Reb Zeira, I don't need the l'shem sale. That's because it was made l'shem mitzvah. Our sugya is talking about that you didn't make it l'shem mitzvah. You didn't make it l'shem mitzvah, then it has to be l'shem sale. What's the Netziv saying? What's the difference? What, in one case, it doesn't need l'shem sale. The other case, it doesn't need l'shem sale. L'chora, what he's saying is to be koveya something as a sukkah, you need some kind of kavan. To be koveya it as a sukkah, you need kavan. If the sukkah was made l'shem mitzvah, so that by itself is koveya it as a sukkah. That's enough. Clearly that's enough. If I have a kavan l'shma, I'm making it l'shem mitzvah, then of course it's nikva as a sukkah. I don't need the kavan l'shem sale because it's already nikva as a sukkah since I have a kavan l'shem mitzvah. Our Gemara is talking about that I don't have the kavan l'shem mitzvah. So if I don't have the kavan l'shem mitzvah, it's sukkah's ganvach, there's no kavan l'shem mitzvah. How is it nikva as a sukkah? How is the shem sukkah going to be chal if it's not done l'shem mitzvah? Comes to Bryce and says, in such a case, it has to be mesuchah cheskil chasa. It has to be made l'shem tzel. As long as it's made l'shem tzel, then it's nikva as a sukkah because the basic definition of sukkah is l'shem tzel. So if I make the sukkah l'shem mitzvah, so then of course it's nikva as a sukkah. Because I made it l'shem sukkah, I made it l'shem mitzvah. So even if I didn't have a kavanah l'shem tzel, that's not a problem. It's called a sukkah. It's nikva as a sukkah. But if I didn't make it l'shem mitzvah, then how am I koveh l'shem sukkah? I have to be koveh l'shem sukkah practically. I have to make it l'shem tzel so that from a practical standpoint, even though from a halachic standpoint it's not made l'shem mitzvah, but it's nikva as a sukkah because it was made l'shem tzel, so it's included within the definition of a sukkah. So that's the two gemaras. Reb Zeira holds that it has to actually provide sale. The schach has to provide sale. The Amoraim who disagree with him say, no, it doesn't have to provide sale from the schach. Why? Because a sukkah's mitzvah doesn't have to be l'tzel. Meaning if you made it l'shem mitzvah, you made it l'shem mitzvah, so that's koveyed as a sukkah, then it doesn't have to be put down l'shem sale. It doesn't even have to provide sale. Right? It doesn't have to provide sale. I have schach. And as long as I have the shia schach, even though the tzel is not being provided by the schach, it's not a problem. Because as long as it was done l'shem mitzvah, then the structure is nikvah as a sukkah. Our Gemara is talking about where you didn't put it down l'shem mitzvah, so I need l'shem sale in order to be koveyed l'shem sukkah. Yes?
Is there a difference between l'shem chag and l'shem mitzvah?
No. L'shem Chag and L'shem Mitzvah is the same thing. But L'shem Tzel is not L'shem Mitzvah.
Alright. It's two separate entities.
Yeah. L'shem Chag means L'shem Mitzvah. Yes, Sanya.
Whenever you say that whenever you have L'shem Tzel, you also need Tzel, the Mitzvah and Tzias. They always go together.
Yeah. I mean, if the fact that you put something down L'shem Tzel is not providing Tzel, so like, what's the point? The Haraya. If there's more sun than shade, it doesn't work, right? It has to be providing shade. So if it's not providing shade, then your Kavan is not enough. Yaakov?
Well, that point is important. That's Reb Zeira's sheet. I mean, if you have walls that aren't fully 20 amos, let's say, but the walls are providing a tail, he thinks it's impossible to put down schach l'shem tzel. He thinks schach l'shem mitzvah and l'shem tzel is almost like...
No, I see what you're saying. According to those Amoraim who disagree, so they claim that the schach doesn't actually have to be providing the sale as long as you have a sheer schach that could provide sale. Or if it provides sale in its mokum. Remember we had that whole discussion? Does it have to provide sale in the karka of the sukkah? Or it would provide sale if you were standing on top, right? Right? If you were standing by the schach, it would provide the sale. It's not like it's not shading. It has the koach to provide sale. It's just in the context that you put it in, where you're standing, it's not going to provide sale for you. But it's enough shear. So they hold that that's enough. As long as it could provide sale, it's the right shear to provide sale, then it's kosher, even though practically it's not providing sale in the sukkah.
So are we saying that the shem mitzvah is kind of like including, like if you're doing the shem mitzvah, the unit, you're not thinking about it, it is also the shem sale in a sense? Because it needs to, you need to have your sukkah.
No. I don't think I'm saying that at all. If it's done l'shem mitzvah, I don't need the l'shem tzel. Just because I do something l'shem mitzvah doesn't mean that I have kavana l'shem tzel.
So I'm saying, you're not having the kavana l'shem tzel, but in a sense, if you want to fill the mitzvah, then it has to be providing tzel. So if you're doing l'shem mitzvah and you know that, then you're doing it.
But even
if you're not thinking about it,
I'm not thinking about it.
Even if you're not thinking about it, it's kind of like
it's licked in the kavan.
Exactly. It's kind
okay,
of like,
that's what you meant. Licked in the kavan, right? Say it. I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm kidding. Right. So if I have a kavana l'shem chag, l'shem mitzvah, included in that kavana is that it is l'shem. So that's what the kavana l'shem mitzvah means. It's more. It's l'shem tzel plus. Right? L'shem tzel doesn't have to be l'shem mitzvah. L'shem tzel could be a shepherd. Right? A shepherd in the field who wants to be protected from the sun. L'shem mitzvah is more than l'shem tzel. So certainly if I have a kavana l'shem mitzvah, that does include l'shem tzel. Yes?
I don't think you've got trouble about it. That
fit the
word Rashi, the word is not necessary.
Which Rashi?
The Rashi of Ezim Diz. I thought the Shem Mitzvah on the Shem. Everybody's also saying, when you have in mind the Shem Mitzvah, it's nothing to do with the Shem Tzel. You don't need the Shem Tzel. Obviously, the Sah has to provide Tzel. We know that, La'Allah. I don't think it's one and the same. I think the way Yosef said it in Seder, not to get him in trouble, that Lefir Bezerah, they're one and the same. Lefir Bezerah, Tzel, and the Shem Mitzvah, it's all one. The Sah has to provide you Tzel, the opposite in your Sukkah. But if you have everybody else, you know,
you're saying, as long as you have a Kavanah,
the Shem
Mitzvah.
For the
it's better. It doesn't include l'shem tzel. It's better.
Certainly, and if you want l'shem tzel, then you need l'shem tzel.
You hear? I hear. It's a good disagreement over here. I hear the two approaches. Within Rashi, I hear what Yaakov is trying to say, that it could be l'shem mitzvah is even better. Once I have a kavanah l'shem mitzvah, even if I don't have kavanah l'shem tzel, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. Because again, if it's nikva as a sukkah, if the kavana can be kovered as a sukkah, I might not even need l'shem tzel.
Yeah, and l'fi d'amar Rav, not the gerbzira.
Right, of course.
That's what brings it home. Like,
of course.
It's the people who don't think l'gerbzira.
Right. Gerbzira is a purist. He's a l'shem tzel man for sure.
Right.
Right. According to others, according to us, as we argue against it, right? We pass them like Rav. Right? So according to those amaram who disagree, who are not so focused on the tzel, if you have a kavana l'shem mitzvah, maybe that's enough, even if it's not, even if we don't include l'shem tzel, which is in the kavana l'shem mitzvah. Naftali, you have something?
Is it possible that
the
kavana l'shem mitzvah is in the kavana l'shem mitzvah?
We're not there. Maybe when we get to Naftes, we'll plug that in. Okay, this is all within Rashi. Okay, Rashi on Naftes and Abay says that Mesuchachas Yochasa means l'shem tzel and not l'shem tznius. Some of the Rishonim disagree, as we alluded to a couple of days ago. The Ran, the Ritva, they both disagree. What does the Ran say over here? Ran and Avdalad Amanalad, you don't hear it. Shehusha asol etzel, koma shlote asuya ladira va'otzem. It's asuya l'shem tzel, not l'shem dira, l'shem otzem. Not l'shem dira, l'shem... Sale. Temporary structure. And you have kavana, it should be a temporary structure, not l'shem dira. Just like in Sukkah Sayotzim, the Ran says that the pnimis is ain't a sukkah because it's avida l'dira, it's avi kebayis. So too by Sukkah's Gamba, the Ran says, Mesuchachas keilchasa, doesn't mean Mesuchachas yofa de mucha milseretz l'shem tzel. No, l'shem tzel, but not l'shem dira. Not l'shem dira. And that's the Ritva as well. Ritva is a very interesting parish in Rashi. He quotes a different Rashi that we don't have by us. He says, Pirish Rashi, Daka Mashmalad Lobina L'Shem Achag. Hoka Mashmalad Lobina L'Shem Achag. The key is that it doesn't have to be L'Shem Sukkah. Kilchasa means it doesn't have to be L'Shem Sukkah. That's the Kamash Malon. The Suchachas Kilchasa means that it doesn't have to be L'Shem Sukkah. The lone here affect the Ritva, the Havle Lemis, they came and she has Suya Kilchasa. My Ubulvad, Losh Ubulvad, Shetia Mesuchachas Kilchasa, it sounds like there's a limitation. It has to be Mesuchachas Kilchasa. So that's not a kasha. Our Rashi says, L'shem Tzel and not L'shem Tznius. The Ritva doesn't mention anything about L'shem Tzel and not L'shem Tznius. He says the whole Chiddush is that it has to be L'shem Tzel, it has to be, it's enough that it's L'shem Tzel, it doesn't have to be L'shem Chag. So the Ritva's bother. What's the lashon bilvad shatiyah mesuchachas? As long as it's like that, lafuke something. No, as long as, it doesn't have to be l'shem sukkah. I'm not sure. V'su the hamilo shamin ad lobin l'shem chag mekevin l'sharin and la. The fact that sukkah's gamach is kosher obviously doesn't have to be l'shem chag. But I need another phrase. The bilvad shatiyah mesuchachas kilchasa. It doesn't have to be l'shem chag. That's what sukkah's gamach ksheira means. So what's he talking about? It's not the Rashi. Our Rashi says different. Mesuchachas Kilchasa means l'shem tzel. It doesn't have to. It shouldn't be done l'shem tznius. So both kashas of the Ritva and kasha on our Rashi. L'vachtei Mesuchachas Kilchasa means it has to be l'shem tzel and not l'shem tznius. Sukkah's gam b'chsheir, it doesn't have to be l'shem chag, but it has to be l'shem tzeil and not l'shem tznius. The Ritva didn't have our Rashi. He's missing something from the Rashi. That's why he's troubled. The hanochon the hachi kama. The Ritva's pshat is v'lach ti asuya l'tzeil b'vay, v'lo asuya l'dir. It can't have l'keva v'havle nami tasa v'lo mena'os. The chen pirish of the Tosfos. Zok the Ritva, what does misuchach haskilos mean? Not like our Rashi, l'shem tzeil and not l'shem tznius, but rather l'shem tzeil and not l'dira. What's the problem if it's made l'dira? Two problems, says the Ritva. It's keva. It's ke'en bayis. It's not a sukkah. A sukkah is a temporary structure. It's keva. And it's tasa v'lo mena os. What does that mean, these two elements? So we explained last time that the Ritva and the Ran are saying that, first of all, if you make it l'shem dira, then it's a davar kavua. It's made l'shem dira. It's like a bayis. It's not a sukkah. It's not a temporary structure. But secondly, even if you had kavana now that you want to transform it into a sukkah, you want to say it's not l'shem dira, you're not going to stay there b'kvius anymore. So it really should be a sukkah. It should be considered a temporary structure. That's also a problem. That's tasav lomina osui. Because you have to have the kavana b'shas asiyah. So when you made the sukkah originally, you had a kavana l'shem dira, you can't fix it by having a new kavana. If you pick up and down the schach, you move the schach, you do a maisa, l'charish b'dover, you do some kind of a maisa, and you have a good kavana, then that's good. If you just have a kavana stam, it's not going to be enough. It's not going to serve to the asiyah. So those are the two things that they're around the Ritva saying. First of all, it's kavua. It's ovid le'keva, it's like a bias, it's possible. You'll think maybe I'll have a kavana now to fix it up, and I won't use it l'shem dira, I'll only use it l'shem tzeil, l'shem sukkah, temporary structure. No, it's tasav lomana osli, because you're not doing a new asiyah, so the kavana itself is not gonna help. And this is the Ran and the Ritva, that misuchachas keil, because it doesn't mean l'shem tzeil is close to l'shem tznius, but rather l'shem tzeil and not l'shem dira. The impression you get from the Ran and the Ritva is that you have to know bevira that it was made l'shem tzeil. As opposed to Rashi, who says that misuchachas keil, because it means it's misuchachas yofi, you got a lot of schach there. So that you know, it's mucha milsa, you know, you can estimate, you can assume that it was put down the shame's tail, not the shame's knee. That's the Bach's diuk and Rashi. That from Rashi, you get the impression, you don't know bevira, you don't know for sure that it was put down the shame's tail and not the shame's knee. You can assume that, right? If it's misuchachas keilchasam, there's a lot of stuff there, then you can assume that it was put down l'shem tzeil. And that's the whole chiddush. The chiddush is the person who made the sukkah is not here. So I have to look at the sukkah and say, do I have to pick up the schach and put it down? Right? Is it going to be a problem? Was it put down l'shem tzeil? So comes Rashi and says, if it's mesuchachas keilchasah, so then there's enough schach there, that's muchamilf, that's enough. I don't have to know bevira. From the lashon of the Ran and the Ritva, it sounds like you do have to know bevira. You have to know for sure that it was put down l'shem tzeil and not l'shem dira. Because if it's misuchachas yofeh, it's even worse. According to Rashi, the more misuchachas that it is, the better. Because if it's misuchachas yofeh, then it's less likely it was put down l'shem tznius, more likely it was put down l'shem tzeil. Because why do I need so much schach if I'm only putting it down l'shem tznius? According to the Ran and the Ritva, if it's mezuchachas, yofe, the more schach that you put down, is that more tzeil and less dira? No, the more schach you put down, the more l'shem dira it's being put down. Because it's more permanent. If all you need is l'shem tzeil, what do you need so much schach for? Right? So the more mezuchachas, yofe that it is, according to the Ran and the Ritva, it's worse. The more mezuchachas, yofe it is, according to Rashi, it's better. Right, because it's less litznius, more litzeil, but it's more ladira than litzeil the more you put down. So according to the Ran and the Ritva, misuchachas yofeh would be worse. So just because there's a lot of schach down there, you can't figure out. It's not mucham milsa, so you can't figure out what the reason the schach is put down. So that's why you have to know bevira. You have to know that it was put down l'shem tzeil and not l'shem dira, according to the Ran and the Ritva. As opposed to Rashi, no, the more schach you have put down, the better it is, because we can just assume that it was put down l'shem tzeil and not l'shem tznius. What's more, if you look at the Ran and the Ritva, the impression you get is that it has to be put down dafka l'shem tzeil, right? Dafka l'shem tzeil. If you put it down l'shem dira, that would be a problem. That would be a problem. It has to be put down dafka l'shem tzeil and not l'shem dira. It's clear from the Lashon. The Ritva adds a word that makes it obvious. Well, what's the word that the Ritva adds? He makes a big deal out of this. That was his kasha on Rashi. He learned pshat in Rashi that mesuchechas kehilchasa means that kehilchasa, but it doesn't have to be l'shem chag. So he says if that's the case, so then my what's the word? Which word? Bilvad. Right? The word of bilvad sounds like dafka this and not that. So he says hanocha dochikamer bilvad shtei asuya letzel bilvad velo asuya ledira asuya letzel bilvad. He adds that word. That it dafka has to be l'shem tzel, not l'shem dira of itzel. Let's say a person puts it down and says, you know, I'm making l'shem dira, I want to live here, you know, on a regular basis, but I wanted to protect from the sun, yeah? I want to protect from the sun. The Ritva says that's absurd. L'shem dira is absurd. It has to be made dafka l'shem tzel. It can't be made l'shem tzel u l'shem dira. It has to dafka be made l'shem tzel. Okay. So the question is, according to Rashi, right? Rashi holds it's not an issue of l'shem tzel as opposed to l'shem dira, but rather this idea of suchachas yafa, that it's mucha milsa, we're just, you know, guessing what the person's kavana is. Why didn't he learn like the Ran and the Ritva? Why didn't he learn that it's meikar adin? It's a halacha. L'shem dira is a psul, it's kebeso. L'shem tzel is a good kavana. Just learn pashut. It's a halacha. Why is he... I mean, Rashi is not the Pasha Psham. So Chechas Kilchas, that means Yofi, Yofi, then now it's Mucha Milsa. So it's all like Chashoshes over here. Right? Just like in the previous Gemara. Sukkah Sayotzrim, Rashi says Sukkah Pnimis is Psula because of a Chashash de Rabbanon. Right? It says a Chashash de Rabbanon that it's not Nikr, that you're sitting there L'shem Mitzvah. It's all perceptions. Rashi is focusing in this whole Gemara, Sukkah Sayotzrim, and Sukkah Gambach, it's all a perception issue. That is the perception that you're sitting there L'shem Mitzvah. Do we have the perception that he put it down l'shem tzel and not l'shem tzias? Why doesn't he learn me'ikar adin like the Ran and the Ritva? Why doesn't he learn sukkah hayotzim that it's a psul daraisa, not just a psul d'rabbanan, a psul daraisa that it wasn't made l'shem sukkah, it was made l'shem dira. Right, the person is living there and the sukkah pnim is called hashana. That's posel because it's l'shem. It's Ovid Ladira, that's Kibeso, that's not a Sukkah. And here, why didn't Rashi learn like the Ran and the Ritva? So they're flowing from one Gemara to the next. The two Gemaras are side by side, Sukkah Sayotzim, Sukkah Sganvach, one leading into the other. The Ran and the Ritva are sitting pretty because everything fits in very beautifully together. The Ikar Adin, it's not Koshev, it's made L'shem Dira. Why didn't Rashi learn like the Ran and the Ritva? What's more, what makes this Kashi even worse is that Rashi later on does have this idea that if you make the sukkah ki beso, if it's like beso, then it's taka psul daraisa. Now where's that Rashi? Rashi on the Gemara later on, that's Dalet Amud Aleph, in the sugya that talks about gezeiras tikra. The Gemara, the Mishnah, that Dalet Amud Aleph quotes from Machlokas Tanoim about tikra. Misakchem in Asar and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir Osef. Yehuda Rabbi Meir of Machlokas, whether you can be misakchem bin Asar. Can you make schach out of planks? It's Machlokas Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara, what's the case they're talking about? I just gave you Rav, just to keep it simple. Rav says, Machlokas ben Esarim sheyesh ben Arbod, the Remeir is the Xeris Tikr, Rabbi Yehuda less the Xeris Tikr, Avo ben Esarim sheyem ben Arbod, the Rekol Ksher. A simple pshat. But the Machlokas Tanaim is about Nesarim planks that are 4 tfachim wide. It's quite large. I mean, 4 tfachim, you know how big that is? That's more than 12 inches. Like the typical 2x4 is much less than that, right? 2x4 is a little bit more than a tefach in width. 2x4, tefach, let's say, is 3.6 inches. So it's 2x4. Sakhim bin Asar, you're talking about Arba'at Fachim, is almost 15 inches. It's more than a foot long. Right? That's quite a heavy beam. So that's the machlokas. The machlokas is if the Nesarim are 4 Tfachim. Rabbi Meir is gozer gzeres tikr. Rabbi Yehuda is not gozer gzeres tikr, but the son that are less than Arba. Everyone says it's kosher. That's kosher. There's no gzeres tikr there. So what's the gzeres tikr? Says Rashi. Rabbi Meir, the posel is like gzeres tikr. Imachshart behu asi lemeir malu l'sakir beilu malu leishiv tachas koros beisi. Person will say, look, if I can be misakir with this, I can sit under my roof. What's the difference? My roof is also made out of plank. So what's the difference? Af hiben esar makura, vahu vaday pasul the sukkah amar achmana v'lo beiso shakol yimos hashana. The pasuk says sukkah. Sukkah does mean a temporary dwelling, not beiso shakol yimos hashana. So that is pasul min haTorah. Is Rashi. Rashi admits that bias is a psul daraisa. If you made something l'shem dira, if it's not a temporary dwelling, then of course that's pasul min haTorah. So Rashi on Daf Yudalit has this psul. So this episode on Daf Chesam basically couldn't give me that pshat. It's simple. It's the easy pshat on Daf Chesam. What does he have to stand on his head and explain Sukkas Hayotzim and Sukkas Ganvach in such a creative way? Let him just say that it's not l'shem dira, it's not ovid l'dira, and therefore Sukkah Pnimis of Sukkah Ziyosim is Ovid L'dira, that's why it's Pasul. And Mesucheches Kilchasa is that it has to be made L'shem Tzil and not L'shem Dira. Because if it's made L'shem Dira, then it's Ki Beso. And Beso is a Psul Daraisa. Beso, Sukkah Merchmana below Beso. Why couldn't Rashi just say that? The Aruch Liner, here on Daf Chesam and Beis, wants to suggest that maybe the answer is that Rashi was assuming that Sukkah's Ganvach is not a Dira. And that's why he had to stand on his head. It's not a deer. Why is it not a deer? When are you living there? When's the guy living there? Sukkah's Gamach, the guy made the sukkah. When's he living there? How did Rashi explain when the guy is living there? Did you notice the Rashi? What does he say? Bimos Achama. Exactly. Good. Rashi says, Sukkah's Goyim, she'asu yolodu ba bimos Achama. What's missing? The rainy season. Right? Yimos HaGesham is not here. Yimos HaGesham is also a chelik of the year. That's the other half. That's the half that we're in now. Right? So why did Rashi say that it's Asu Yolodah B'Bimos HaChama? Zok B'Aruch L'Ner. Because Rashi was sensitive to this. Rashi is talking. Who makes a sukkah during the rainy season? Right? It's not going to help you. It's not going to protect you from the rain. It's not so common to make a sukkah during the rainy season. It's normal to make the sukkah B'Bimos HaChama in the sunny season, so the rain is not going to bother you. The only thing that's going to bother you is the sun, so then you can make a sukkah that can protect you. So it makes sense that it was made Bimos HaChama. The Aruch Liner happens to point out that Rashi and the Rif has different yesod. It's not so clear. Rashi and our Gemara says Bimos HaChama. You look at Rashi and the Rif, on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, there's a parenthesis here. Sukkas Nochem, Sha'asua Lodeva Bimos, the parenthesis says HaGeshamim Ubimos, and the parenthesis Ha. So Rashi and the Rif had both. Bimos HaGeshamim Ubimos HaChama. So they point out in the asterisk Ubi Gemara Lesa. It doesn't say that in our Gemara. So there are some Rashi. Right? Rashi on the Rif. It's very common. Normal cases, Rashi and the Rif is the same as Rashi and the Rif. There are a few Rashis on the Rif that are different than Rashi and the Rif. Remember when? Yes. Exactly. Amira by Shtar, right? Shtar Kiddushin. The Shtar Kiddushin need an Amira. So Rashi in the Rif is different than Rashi in the Mishnah. It spawns a whole literature in the Achronim, but that's very rare, Yom, right? It's very rare. Right, so here too, you know, there are multiple Girsos floating around in the Rashi. But our Rashi says Bimos HaCham. Why does Rashi pick on Bimos HaCham? It's not just the Metzias issue. Because Rashi says Bimos HaChama, that's why he's forced into his position. He's forced into his position. He can't say that Sukkah's Ganvach, Mesucheches Kehilchasa means that it has to be L'shem Tzil as opposed to L'shem Dira, because it's not made L'shem Dira. Rashi's assuming it's not L'shem Dira. Dira, Rashi assumes, means Kol Yimos HaShana, like he hasn't Daf Yudalit. If it's Kol Yimos HaShana, then it's Dira. This is not made L'shem Dira. He built into the case that it's not made L'shem Dira. If it's not made L'shem Dira, so then how are you going to explain Mesucheches Kehilchasa? So that's how Rashi had to come on to his other pshat. The Mesucheches Kehilchasa means Mesucheches Yofa, that it's Mucha Milsa, that it's made L'shem Tzel, not L'shem Tznius. Aye, by Sukkah Sayotzrim, Rashi says that Pnimis ain't a Sukkah. Keep in mind, Pnimis ain't a sukkah, but what? It's Chayeves b'mezuzah. Pnimis ain't a sukkah. Lo minkar a milsa de l'shem sukkah hu darbo da koyimos hashana da'ir asa. He's living there the whole year, so it's not nikkah that he's living there for sukkahs, right? It's chayev in a mezuzah la ola mishim da kol di rosa, but his dira is there. It's clear. The sukkah Pnimis has to be a sukkah of dira. If it's not a sukkah of dira, it's not chayev in a mezuzah. Right, so how does Rashi? So how do you explain that Rashi? Well, the Pnimis is chayv and mezuzah because it's a dira. And Rashi himself says it's dirasa for kol yimos hashana. The Aruch Liner wants to suggest that kol yimos hashana doesn't mean kol yimos hashana literally. It means yimos hachama. It means that he's darbo more than Sukkis. That's what he means, Kol Yemos Hashana. More than Sukkis. Look, Sukkis is at the end of the sunny, Yemos Hashana. It's the end of the Yemos Hashana. The winter season starts, Mar Cheshvan, right? You start saying the same Talmud in Eretz Yisrael. The rainy season starts after Sukkis. So Sukkis is still warm in Eretz Yisrael. Kol Yemos Hashana means, aside from Sukkis, he's living there the whole summer. Not Yemos Hashana. Yemos Hashana is not going to live in a sukkah. Kol Yemos Hashana doesn't mean Kol Yemos Hashana. It means a significant part of the year besides Sukkis. So it's a significant part of the year. That's enough of a dira to be chayav in a mezuzah, but it's not enough of a dira to be called a dira b'kvias. Right? To be called a l'shem dira so that now there's a psul d'orais so that it can't be called a sukkah. That's not true. It's still a temporary dwelling because it's not made for the whole year. It's not made for the whole year. It could still be considered a temporary dwelling. It still can be a temporary dwelling. It's enough of a dwelling that's chayav in a mezuzah, but it still could be called a temporary dwelling. So that's why Rashi didn't say that the primus is zayin a sukkah because of a psul d'orais. Rashi had to come on to this psul d'rabbanan that it's not minkara that you're sitting there l'shem mitzvah. It's possible in a Torah. It's beso. It's not because it's not dira kfuah for kol yemos hashana. It's dira kfuah for yemos hachama for row of the shana or a significant part of the shana. Nochamo. So it's enough of a dira that you chayav in a mezuzah, but it's not enough of a dira that it's ki beso mamish. It's not a psul daraisa, but it's only possible in the rabbanan since it's not nikah that you're sitting in the l'shem mitzvah. That's why Rashi had to come onto that psul d'rabbanan over there. And similarly here, Mesuchechas Kilchas, according to Rashi, is L'Shem Tzel, not L'Shem Tznias. Why didn't he say it has to be L'Shem Tzel and not L'Shem Dira? Because Rashi is assuming the Sukkos Ganvach is Bimos Hachama, not Bimos Hashana. It's only Bimos Hachama, so that's not L'Shem Dira, because it's not for Kol Hashana Kula. That's why Rashi had to say, no, the problem is it has to be L'Shem Tzel and not L'Shem Tznias. Yes?
That
the primus is not kavua enough, right? Because it's not.
He didn't explain the same idea. That when it says kol shana b'adaf, you know, we're in there for a little bit, so it's not
kavua. So kavua for the primus, in order to make the chitzona beshar, that would mean it's kavua for kol yemos hashana. But if it's not for kol hashana kula, it's not kavua enough, not choshev enough that the chitzona should be considered a beshar for the primus. But it's enough of a dira that it itself is chayav mezuzah. Good, good, excellent, good point. Yes.
Is it possible to say that it's part of what Rashi is going on? Because there's a clear, he seems to make a clear chiluk between using the sarim, and if you make it with schach, something that would appear that it could be a sukkah. And that's why you have to see what the action they're doing in the sukkah is. I mean, it's also possible to say that the lesson of Rashi seems that he's saying about the entire year. It's a little bit, because if Rashi wants to say it only your most chama, so he could have just said rov hashana. Why did he say kol yemos hashana? Would it make more sense to Rosh Hashanah? Maybe it's...
I know, that word kol is still difficult in Rashi.
Maybe it's possible, once he has a structure that seems like a sukkah, so we have to see the actions inside. But with Nisarim, we're scared that they're going to use Nisarim to build the Mamsha Tikra, and a Tikra...
It's not that we're afraid you'll use the Nisarim to build the Tikra,
but you're going
to
go inside the house.
You go inside the house, which is Mamish for...
The structure of a house, if you have a structure of a house, that is Dira, right? The sukkah depends on the actions you do inside of it that creates the Dira. So maybe that's the Chila.
What's the chiluk? The Rashi, the chiluk between what and what? Well, I'm sure I understand what you're saying.
Meaning, why?
Nisar, according to this prayer, we're saying Nisarim is a gezerah of Tikra, that if we allow you to be Masakab and Nisarim, you might come to sit in your house. Your house clearly is made to be Darbo Kol Hashana. So that's a psul d'oraisa, that's Mamish Besa. Right? Rashi on the Chesem Beis is implying that if you made a sukkah to be darbo kol hashana, that also would be a problem because that's a dira kavua, right? That could be l'shem dira, but if it's for yemos hachama and not for the whole year, so then that's not a dira kavua. So the problem has to be a psul d'rabbanan. The Bach explains Rashi differently. He has a second approach. The Bach says, you know what the chiluk is? The chiluk is that according to Rashi, if you'd make it l'shem dira, it wouldn't be possible. If you have mamish beso is definitely psul d'oraisa. It's possible in our Torah if you sit on the abayis, because that's not a sukkah. That's beyond the definition of sukkah. But let's say I make a temporary structure. It's a temporary structure, it's a flimsy structure. But I have kavana l'shem dir. I'm gonna live there the whole year. Is that a problem according to Rashi? Says the Bach, I don't think so. As long as I make it l'shem tzel. I made it l'shem tzel, but also l'shem dira. That's not a problem according to Rashi. That's Rashi. Mesuchachas kilchasa means mesuchachas yofi yofi. Rashi holds, even if I throw down a lot of schach, I put down a lot of schach, it's not a problem. Right? Even if I put it down l'shem dira, I'm putting it down, you know, a lot of schach. Who cares? As long as it's made l'shem tzel, that's okay according to Rashi. L'shem dira is not a machshava haposelis. Just like I don't need l'shem chag, I don't have to have a kavana l'shem mitzvah. There's no kavana that's going to passel here, says Rashi. There's no kavana haposelis. I put down flimsy items, I put down flimsy twigs that can serve as schach, even though I'm throwing a lot on there, and I want it to be l'shem dira, that doesn't matter. As long as it's put down l'shem tzel, that's okay. The Ritva and the Ran said, no, l'shem dira is a machshava haposelis. That's going to be a problem. If you do it l'shem dira, that's going to be a problem. But according to Rashi, there's no such thing. Let's say I do something l'shem, I put down schach l'shem dira u l'shem tzel. Is that a problem? According to Rashi, is that a problem at all? According to the Ritva and the Ran, Avada, that's a problem. As long as I have that machshava l'shem dira, that's the psul over here. That's how the Bach wants to understand Rashi. Bach, it's in the tough fresh time with hay. Tzorach lomad the sphere lay l'rashi, the kol shesiga kedeo shemetzak and etzel, afilu sikcho l'dira, namik shayra. Rashi holds that as long as you're mesakech, kederach that the mesakech v'tzel, you put it shed, tzilas l'rub mechamasa, that's okay, even if you have a kavan l'shem dira. So what? Harish shem schach alea, shasuyo l'yosel, al adam, v'sachachas menacharev. The sukkah shema. It's called a sukkah. It's mesakech, it's sochech menachorev. It protects you from the sun. So what? So what did you do in l'shem dira? That's not a machshava. Such a thing as a machshava poselas. Just like I don't need a positive machshava, a negative machshava is not going to be a problem either. As long as I do it, l'shem tzel, even though my tzel, I want it to be tzel plus, I want it to be l'shem dira. So what? That extra doesn't take away? What's the gzeres tikra though? Rashi says that it's possible in Torah if you sit under your bias, so what? But you did it, you made your bias l'shem tzel. Okay, you made your bias to protect you from the rain too, but it's l'shem tzel, what could be the problem? It says the background. Bias is different. Rashi have exeris tikka sukkah, sukkah amir achmanah velo di rosh shukshel kol yimos hashana, hainu dafka ben esorim, de'en aleim shem sukkah kol ikar ala shem bias. That's an esorim. Be careful, Yoni pointed out in Seder. It's not an esorim. Esorim are not Puzzle min haTorah. It's not the Nesorim. It's two things. It's the material and the structure that you've created. It has to be a bias. Right? It's not just Nesorim. If I'm Misakeh ben Nesorim, that's possible because of the Gzeira Drabonim. It's not the Nesorim themselves that are Puzzle min haTorah. It's if I use the Nesorim to make a bias. So the fact that I have the materials, right, I have the structure, and it was made. I have the materials, and the structure was l'shem bias. That's a psul d'oraisa. That's beso. That's not called a sukkah. A sukkah has to be. A sukkah is supposed to be a temporary structure, and I'm normally using flimsy materials. If I use sturdy materials, I use nesarim. So if I'm building a sukkah, I still build a flimsy structure. That's also only a psul d'rabbanan, a gzeiras tikra. But if I make it into a bias, I make it into a structure that I'm living there the whole year. Right? Again, the materials are nesarim, and I'm also using it as a bias that I'm living there the whole year. That's a psul d'oraisa according to Rashi, because those materials are different. It's not just the living there the whole year. It's that you use nesarim, but it's nesarim that I'm using to live there the whole year. That's a psul d'oraisa. That's called besa. That's called besa. It's not called a sukkah. But if I make it l'shem tzel, and I'm only, and I have kavana l'shem dira, let's say. I have kavana to live there the whole year, but it's not made out of nesarim. My sukkah is not made out of nesarim. That's not beso. That's not beso according to Rashi. It's not beso because it's not made out of materials that you make your bias from. So that's not a psul d'oraisa. That's only going to be a psul d'rabbanan. That's why by sukkah sayotzrim, Rashi has to come on to this psul d'rabbanan that it's not minkar milsa that you're sitting the l'shem mitzvah, because it really is not a psul d'raisa, since I'm not using the sarim in the case of the sukkas hayotzer. And that's why over here by sukkas ganvach, again, we're not talking about the sarim over here. So there's no psul of beso here. L'shem dira, there's no psul of beso unless I'm using the sarim. So since I'm not using the sarim, Rashi would say, as long as I have kavanah l'shem tzel, even if I also have a kavanah l'shem dira, it's not beso. Because I only had a kavanah l'shem dira, but the materials that I'm using are not beso. So according to Rashi, there's no psul d'raisa to such a sukkah. That's how the Bach and Mr. Rashi. Questions?
Yes, you went to the Bach. The problem with the Ran and the Ritva say that you can't have the additional kavanah, you can only have the one of the Shin Tzel. And what would he say? What would he say for Sukkah? What would they say for Sukkah's Rafash? There, like, how do you determine what's an additional kavanah? Why is it not a problem that they're also being Shomer on their whatever it is, by the Paris? Or,
what do you mean? Is that sukkah made l'shem dira? I hope not.
No, it's made l'shem tzel, but they're also using it to be shomer on something. So how are we magdir? What does
l'shem dira mean? L'shem dira, pashup shad in l'shem dira means kol hashana kula.
Right. So why could it be more dominant of l'shem oter? L'shem oter is also shad. Where you're saying they're using it as a storehouse, they're using it to wash their items as well as
washing. No. The items are not in the. In that sukkas rakfash, they're in the field. The sukkas rakfash are for the shomrei peres and the shomrei ktzios and the roim. They're in the sukkah, but they're watching the tzon. They're watching the sheep in the field. They're watching the peres in the field. If it's not an otza for them, it could be a dira for them. But if it's not for kol hashana kula, then the Ran and the Ritva would say that it's not a shem dira, therefore it's okay. Yeah.
Is the Baal saying that Rashi's making a chalak in the tzios that
even if you have kavanah l'shem dira kol hashana kula, it's not the materials that you don't make a bias. It's not possible not to, right? Can't be called a bias then. Yeah. Okay. These are two pshatim in the sugi, the Ran and the Ritva and Rashi. The Rosh quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, who has a third and final approach of this sugi's ganbach. Let's all turn to the Rosh if you have a gemara. Okay. Rosh is in Simen Yud Beis. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish Asol Letzel V'lo Me'uva L'Hogim Min Amotim. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish Asol Letzel V'lo Me'uva L'Hogim Min Amotim. That you're making it L'Shem Tzel. What does L'Shem Tzel come off, okay? Not like Rashi L'Shem Tzel as opposed to L'Shem Tznius. Not like the Ran and the Ritva that it's L'Shem Tzel and not L'Shem Dira V'Otzer. But rather, I saw l'tzel and I'm ma'uva l'hogim and amata. It can't be so thick that it protects from the rain. Sukkah's ganbach is kosher, but not if it's so thick that it protects from the rain. A third pshat, misuchachas keilchasa, means that it's made l'shem tzel, but not so thick that it's megin min amata, it protects from the amata. What kind of psul is that? That if it protects from the amata, there's something deficient. Is that psul d'raisa or psul d'rabbanan? So the Levush, in Siman Tov Resh Lamed Aleph Siv Gimel, writes that it's posel min haTorah. If it protects from the matar, it's not called a sukkah, it's called a bias. He holds it's a psul d'raisa. It's not a sukkah. Just like we said, it's not called a sukkah if it's made l'dira kol hashana. Hamza Levush and says, the Rabbi Natam holds that if it's protects from the rain, that's not called a sukkah, it's called a bais. Who disagrees with the Levush, who says that maybe it's only a psul d'rabbanan? Mishnah Berurah, right? The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achronim, who says that it's only the Rabbanan. Just because I give you Achronim, I give you Rishon, doesn't mean there aren't other things around. You have to start, if you finish the Makaros, you have to come to me. I'll give you some other things to look at. Yeah, I can keep you excited. There are other things to see. And I can't show all my cards in the Seder. Then it's not exciting. I have some interesting tricks up my sleeve. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's only a psul d'rabbanan. It comes from some achronim. Achronim. What is achronim? Do you have a wonder? Have you a wonder? I'll tell you the achronim. I'll give you some other things to look at. Even if Yesh lahachma v'livso mishum gzeiras bayis. Two words in the Mishnah Berurah that imply that it's only the Rabbanan. And Which two words? Lahachmir. Okay, lahachmir is good, I like. Before lahachmir, ke'en bias. Doesn't say it's bias. He says ke'en bias, lahachmir, and gzeiros. I mean, it's clear. The Mishnah Berurah is saying it's a gzeira. It's like gzeiras tikra. Like gzeiras bias. It looks like a bias. So therefore, the achronim say that it's possible. Which achron? Who achronim? Doesn't Mishnah Berurah just say achron? The Taz. Some of the Svarim point out that the Taz makes a very interesting comment. It's in the midst of a whole discussion, he makes the following comment. Here's the kasha. Rabbi Natam holds that if it's me'uva, if it's so thick that it can protect from the rain, it's possible, yeah? So Frank the Taz, I don't understand. Gemara says, Hachotet begodish lasas lo suka in a suka to Mishnah. Mishnah daf tezvan. Hachotet begodish lasas. One of our favorite Mishnahs. Hachotet begodish lasas lo suka in a suka. You dig in the haystack to create a suka. So the Mishnah said it's possible. Yeah. Give me a case where you chotet begodish and it's kasha. You have a halal tefach, right? You have the halal tefach beforehand. So then you can be chodesh, since you had the ohel from the beginning, you had a shem schach. The din of tasav lam na'asi is not in defonet, it's only in schach. Since you had schach from the beginning, then there's no problem, right? That's what the Gemara says. If you have the halal tefach, so then it's going to be kosher. Correct the Taz, why should it be kosher? A godish? A godish means that you have, it's thick, right? It's thick. You got thick stalks there, right? It's a whole point. It's as thick as it can be. So you dig in and you uncover a sukkah 7x7, 10 tefachim tall. Stomach your goddish is bigger than that. You got a pretty big goddish. So isn't that thick enough that it's going to protect from the rain? The Rabbi Natam says that if the schach is so thick that it protects from the rain, the sukkah is psula. So how can the Gemara say that chotet begodish lasos lo sukkah can be kosher if you had the tefach from beforehand? Shouldn't it still be possible because the rain can't come through? That's the Taz's kash against Rabbi Natan. So says the Taz, no, I'll tell you what the answer is. Even the Rabbi Natan would say that if rain can't come through, what kind of a psul is that? It's an psul d'arais or a psul d'rabbanan? Even the Rabbi Natan holds that it's only a psul d'rabbanan, it's only a gzeiras bias, right? It's kemin bias, ke'en bias, it looks like a bias, so therefore, it's possible, but it's possible midrabbanan, it's not a psul d'araisa. Chazal would never be gozer by a godish, because a godish doesn't look like a bias. That's why that's not a kasha against Rabbi Natan. His kasha was, how can it be kosher? Chotet begodish, if you had that tefach, it's kosher. But isn't it so thick that the rain can't come through? The Rabbi Natan should say it's still possible. The answer is no. If the Rabbi Natan holds it, it's only a psul d'rabbanan because it looks like a bias. Godish doesn't look like a bias, so they're not going to pasul in such a case. So that's why the Gemara says, as long as you have a tefach, it's okay. Clearly, what's the Taz assuming? The Rabbi Natan pasels midrabbanan min haTorah. Midrabbanan. That's the Taz. It's one of the makoros that the Mishnah Berurah is picking on, is touching on, to say that the psul havein hagashamim yored demusoch is only a psul d'rabbanan mishum zeras bayis. Yes.
I have a
good
point. The Taz
talking
about
the Rabbi Natan.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's the same Rabbi Natan.
Which Rabbi Natan?
Kavua b'masmerim, if you recall, remember? Yeah. Whole discussion. Yeah. Reb Zeira, you're quoting Reb Zeira. He's saying within Reb Zeira, filling it into Reb Zeira. You know, Paschal like Reb Zeira. It's not, I don't think the Rabbi Natan is built only on that Pasuk. I don't think so. The tour brings the Rabbeinu Tam. This is the third sheet in the sugya of Sukkos Ganvach. That v'husha mesuchechas kilchasa, not l'shem tzel as opposed to l'shem tznias, not l'shem di l'shem tzel as opposed to l'shem dira, but l'shem tzel as opposed to so thick that the rain is not going to come through. The Torah quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, that in Masa Ava Ma'od Shein Amata Yochel Eret Ba Psula Afagav the Beisil Machshirin Meuva Kimin Bayis. But if the rain can't come through, then it's possible. Even according to Beisil, it's going to be possible. This is in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Aleph Siv Gimel in the Torah. Concludes the Torah. Adoni Avi Harash Zal Lo Hevi Dvar B'Psacha. But my father, the Rush, right, the Torah was the Rush's son, father's son team. So he says, my father didn't bring the Rabbeinu Tam in his Psacha. Sorry, that is the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, but my father didn't bring him in his Psacha. My father didn't bring him in his Psacha. I thought we just read the Rabbeinu Tam in the Rush. What's the Torah talking about? We know the Rush better than the Torah, Khalid. He knew the Rush better than us. I understand. I just read to you the Rush. That's why I asked you to look at the Rush, so you shouldn't think I'm pulling the wool over your eyes. The Rush quoted Rabbeinu Tam. What's the Torah saying that his father didn't quote Rabbeinu Tam? So the Beis Yosef says, no. He knew the Rush over there. He means he didn't quote the Rabbeinu Tam on Daf Chav Beis, which is the Iker Sugya. The Mishnah says, Hamu'uvakim in Bayez Al-Bishin HaKachav Nir Mitochas Ksheira. Right, that's Ksheira. Al-Bishin HaKachav Nir Mitocha. Comes the Rabbeinu Tam and says, yeah, Ein HaKachavim Nir Mitocha. You don't see the stars, that's no kosher. But if the rain can't come through, that's possible, Rabbeinu Tam would say. So there, the Rush did not quote the Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't quote the Rabbeinu Tam in Komo, he only quotes it over here. So that's what the Torah meant, that my father didn't bring the Rabbeinu Tam in his Mokum, he only brings it over here. The Pella is, has that answer the Kasha? We're talking here, right? Tov Reish Lamed Aleph, right? At least here, the Rush brings the Rabbeinu Tam, yeah? And the Torah is talking about Sukkos Ganvach. He's talking about Sukkos Ganvach. So what? What's he saying? That the Rush didn't quote the Rabbeinu Tam? The Rush does quote the Rabbeinu Tam by Sukkos Ganvach. So what that he doesn't quote him later? How's the Beis Yosef answering this kash? How's the Beis Yosef answering the kash? Why didn't the Rush quote the Rabbeinu Tam later? If he quotes him here, why doesn't he quote him there? What, here, not there, there, not here? Well, like, what's going on over here? Either quote him in both places, don't quote him at all. So the Chidushe Hagos on the bottom of the tour has a very beautiful answer. He says, no, the Rosh was very bedafka nokat. The Rosh quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, dafka over here and not over there. And that's what the tour is bringing out. That the Rosh really doesn't paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh would say that really me'ikar adin, if the sukkah is so thick that the rain can't come through, it's really kosher. It's really kosher. Dafka over here, the Rosh quoted the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is giving a pshat in Sukkos Ganvach. So the Rosh understands that the issue in Sukkos Ganvach is that the person who made the sukkah is not here. So we have to figure out, was this sukkah made kedin or not? Comes the Rabbeinu Tam and says, what's the key? We have to know that the sukkah, we have to know the schach was put down l'shem tzel and not l'shem dira. What's going to be the simon ladar? What's going to be the simon for us that was put down only l'shem tzel and not l'shem dira? So he says, if it's so thick that the gishamim can't come through, so thick that it can't rain through, then it's muchach that it wasn't done l'shem tzel. Right? If the gishamim can't come through, then there's no hochacha that it was done l'shem tzel. Maybe it was done l'shem dira, and that's a problem. It's like Yoshev tachas tikras abayis. So that's why the Rabbeinu Tam says that it can't be so thick that the rain can't come through. The reality is the Rabbeinu Tam would passel the sukkah if the rain can't come through anyway. The Rabbeinu Tam himself would say that if the sukkah is so thick that the rain can't come through, about it's passel. The Rush quotes the Rabbeinu Tam because here he agrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. Here he agrees that if it's so thick that the rain can't come through, that's a hochacha lekach, that perhaps the sukkah wasn't made l'shem tzel. But if the sukkah was made l'shem mitzvah, we know that it was done l'shem mitzvah. Let's say we know that it was done l'shem mitzvah. It's just practically, it protects from the rain. So, is that possible? The Rosh would say, no, that's kosher. That's not a problem. Regarding the halacha me'ikra din, if the sukkah is too thick that the rain can't come through, kosher or possible, then the Rosh is against the Rabbeinu Tam. That's why he doesn't quote him on Daf Chav Beis. He says, as long as the sukkah was made l'shem mitzvah, I don't care that the rain can't come through. That's kosher. I toast this on Daf Beis. So, first of all, the Rosh could argue. He said, the Rash Mishans. Hagolus Maimon, in Hilchos Sukkah, quotes to Rashmi Shantz, to Rabbi Natan's brother-in-law, who felt that that the sukkah is kosher, even if the rain can't come through. The Rabbi Natan didn't want to sit in his brother-in-law's sukkah. You know, we talked about the family trouble, the family challenges that they had there. But right, it's not muchach to say the Rabbi Natan is correct. There are others who talk alcoholic, even Tosfos, who says that it might be a problem. It could be for a different reason, because it's kavua, since you're nailing it down with the nails. Right? The fact that the rain can't come through, that's not a reason necessarily to pass the sukkah. That's what the Rosh holds. The Rosh says the Rabbi Natan. We don't have to pass him like the Rabbi Natan. Maybe if it's so thick that the rain can't come through, it's still kosher as long as it was done l'shem mitzvah. Ah, sugi is talking about we have a sukkah that we don't know that it was done l'shem mitzvah. So we're trying to figure out, was it done l'shem tzeil or not? So here the Rosh says the Rabbi Natan is right. If it was so thick that the rain can't come through, then there's a problem, because there's no hochocha that it was done l'shem tzeil and not l'shem dira. So that's why perhaps the Rabbi Natan is correct only in our context, that maybe we should be choshesh in such a case that the sukkah was not done l'shem tzeil, and that's why that it was done more than just l'shem tzeil, it was done l'shem dira, and that would be a problem. Yaakov.
The opposite of Rashi. I mean, Rashi needs you to pass a certain threshold to ensure that it's not too little, so
right.
This is to ensure it's not too much, so then it'll show you that it's the dira.
Correct, very good. Right. Rashi is assuming that if it's m'sucheches yafik, the more you throw on, the merrier. Rabbi Natan would say not so fast. If you throw on too much that it protects from the rain, then we're also choshesh that it was done l'shem dira, not l'shem tzeil, and then it might be a problem.